Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees announced yesterday that it has offered the position of CR President Superintendent to Catherine Lehner. The trustees are working on a transition timeline for when Ms. Lehner could assume the role of CR President. Until she begins her appointment, however, CR Interim President Utpal Goswami will continue in his position. Goswami has been the Interim President since March of last year. He served as the Vice President of Instruction from July 2010 until he was appointed the Interim President. Lehner currently serves as the President of Mendocino College in Ukiah. Officers from the Eureka Police Department POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 1500 block of Vernon Street in Eureka yesterday morning, and when all was said and done, they had confiscated more than $5,000 worth of meth and arrested one man. The POP unit received information that 50-year-old Christopher Allen Wilson was selling meth from the location, supplying dealers who were engaged in drug traffic throughout Eureka. Wilson, a convicted felon, refused to open the door when police arrived. They forced their way inside, and they found approximately 3 ounces of meth, along with other paraphernalia and evidence of drug sales activity. According to reports, Wilson was booked into county jail on several charges, including drug possession and possession of a weapon. An update on the effort to bring more airline services to Humboldt County. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
With the decision from the Board of Supervisors to task county staff with the negotiations of a contract with American Eagle Airlines, those who rely on accessible long-distance travel options are hoping the final decision will be a contract both the county and the airline can agree to. Alex Stillman of the Humboldt County Film Commission urged the supervisors to back the Headwaters Fund Board and its decision to loan the county $1 million as a revenue guarantee for American and a key component to any further talks. Tony Smithers of the Visitors Bureau echoed those sentiments on Talk Shop.
First of all, I'd say that the need of the local residents to fly to L.A., makes it stand on its own merits. But in terms of a little cream on top, the ability to have a direct flight and to be in the Redwoods in 90 minutes is something that we feel we can definitely market. And if it's only just going for the low-hanging fruit, the 1 in 1,000 people whose dream is to see the Redwoods and only has a weekend to do it, what an opportunity.
American Eagle is asking for a $2 million revenue guarantee, but Public Works Director Tom Mattson went to the Headwaters with only a $1 million request, and REDEC is working to raise the other million from private concerns.
Thank you, Dan. If you'd like to hear the full interview with Tony Smithers on Talk Shop, it's online at KINS1063.com. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The federal judge who will decide whether or not Caltrans can go ahead and widen the 101 corridor through Richardson's Grove issued an order allowing the parties in conflict to dispute the findings the judge made when he visited the site on March 5th. The judge's visit was to ascertain whether or not Caltrans has omitted old-growth trees from its plans and found one tree that fit the criteria. Both sides now have until March 26th to submit any objections they may have to the judge's findings. And a reminder that Eureka police are still searching for a bank robbery suspect, 37-year-old Joseph Farrell, who was also wanted in connection with a bank robbery in Rockford, Illinois. Police suspect Farrell robbed the Coast Central branch in the Bayshore Mall February. Farrell may be driving a 2006 full-sized white Chevy van with a license plate 8060RYB. And it's described as a white male adult with brown hair and brown eyes with a neck tattoo. Anyone with information, you're asked to contact EPD. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.